Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 25th. You'll be interested to know. 60 years ago, today, in 1964, the British rock band, the Rolling Stones, made its first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show, captivating the audience with their dynamic performance. This significant moment marked the beginning of their immense popularity in the United States, paving the way for their enduring influence on the global music scene. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 41 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:46 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:10. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 60 and a light north breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 47 and a gentle south wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Friday will be just after 6:30 with a low tide at 12:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 65 degrees and a west wind. Saturday night will be mostly clear with a low around 41 degrees. Sunday continues sunny with a high near 55 degrees. Sunday night will be mostly clear again with a low around 35 degrees. Monday stays sunny with a high near 52 degrees. And partly cloudy skies at night, with a low around 38 degrees. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a fast food chain known for the most craveable chicken finger meals, Raising Cane's, is set to open its new location in Medford on Tuesday. Customers can enter to win free Raising Cane's for a year in the Lucky 20 drawing from 8 to 9 in the morning, with the drawing at 9:15. The first 100 customers purchasing a combo box will receive a free gift card. Raising Cane's is also hiring for this location, which will be the 7th in the state. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Los Angeles, the Rams, now at 3-4, triumphed over the Minnesota Vikings, who stand at 5-2, with a 30-20 win. Matthew Stafford dazzled with 4 touchdown passes, including 2 to DeMarcus Robinson. Despite Sam Darnold's valiant effort with 240 yards passing, the Vikings' defense faltered. The Rams capitalized, sealing their win with a controversial safety late in the game. Tonight, the Yankees face the Dodgers in Los Angeles for Game 1 of the World Series. Gerrit Cole takes on Jack Flaherty, and fans can expect a pleasant 71 degrees in LA. The Dodgers are favored by 1.5 runs. Looking ahead to Saturday, the 12th-ranked Fighting Irish face the unbeaten Navy midshipmen at MetLife Stadium. Navy, sitting at 6-0, brings a dynamic offense averaging nearly 45 points per game. Notre Dame, favored by 12.5 points, looks to leverage their special teams prowess. Navy's quarterback, Blake Horvath, has amassed 900 yards passing, making this clash a must-watch. The over-under is set at 51.5 points. Promising an exciting showdown. In local sports, Sunday afternoon, the Patriots, standing at 1-6, host the New York Jets, who are 2-5 at Gillette Stadium. The Jets are favored by 7, with Aaron Rodgers aiming to bounce back against a Patriots defense, ranked 25th. Tonight, Louisville, with a 4-3 record, visits Boston College, also 4-3, in a crucial ACC matchup, with the Cardinals favored by 6.5. Tomorrow night, the unbeaten Celtics take on the Detroit Pistons at Little Caesars Arena. Jason Tatum, leading with 37 points and 10 assists, aims to keep the Celtics' momentum after their victory last night over the Washington Wizards, 122-102 at Capital One Arena. Jaylen Brown celebrated his birthday with 27 points, while Tatum added 25 and 11 rebounds. Last night, the Dallas Stars outshone the Bruins 5-2 at the Garden. Matt Duchene and Tyler Seguin each delivered a goal and 2 assists, powering Dallas to victory despite an early goal from David Pastrnak, as the Stars dominated with a strong second period. Tomorrow, the Bruins face off against the Toronto Maple Leafs. In top news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has expanded a chicken and meat recall to include over 11 million pounds of ready-to-eat products due to potential listeria contamination. Bruce Pack, based in Durant, Oklahoma, recalled items produced from May 31st to October 8th. Retailers affected include Walmart, Costco, and Trader Joe's. Consumers are urged to discard specific items like Red's Southwestern Grilled Chicken Mini Burritos and El Monterey Chicken and Cheese Taquitos. Listeriosis poses serious health risks, particularly for older adults and pregnant women, necessitating immediate medical attention for flu-like symptoms. In business news, the Biden administration is launching a significant investigation into the state of competition in U.S. air travel. The U.S. Department of Justice's Antitrust Division, along with the U.S. Department of Transportation, announced a public inquiry seeking information on airline mergers, airport access, and ticket pricing strategies. Assistant Attorney General Jonathan Cantor stated the aim is to identify barriers to competition, while Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg emphasized the need for affordable air service. A trade group for major U.S. airlines criticized the inquiry as politically driven, asserting the industry is more competitive than ever. Public comments will be accepted for 60 days. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $68,200. Ethereum is just over $2,500. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 69 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. According to a recent United Nations report, current climate policies could lead to a global temperature increase of more than 3 degrees Celsius by the year 2100, which is more than double the limit agreed upon nearly a decade ago. The UN secretary stated, "We're teetering on a planetary tightrope," urging leaders to address the emissions gap to avoid a climate disaster. With emissions rising by 1.3% last year, nations will convene next month at the annual climate summit in Azerbaijan to discuss strategies for reducing greenhouse gas emissions significantly by 2030. And in entertainment news, despite fans hoping for a John Wick 5, It seems the saga has reached its conclusion, at least for now. Director Chad Stahelski stated, "There's no topping what we did," regarding John Wick Chapter 4. While a fifth installment was once in active development, any future story would need to be entirely different. Stahelski is collaborating with Lionsgate to expand the Wick universe through various projects, including the spinoff film, Ballerina, and an anime prequel. A new spinoff featuring Donnie Yen as Kane is also underway, promising exciting developments ahead. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball player, Kobe Bryant. And he said, "The most important thing is to try and inspire people so that they can be great in whatever they want to do." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.